This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I barely have time these days to record podcasts anymore. It's insane. But I got to record this one because of what is shaping up for the midterm elections and the total chaos that's going to follow. This is Mike Adams here. I appreciate you joining me. I'm the founder of Reel.video, and you can find this podcast and others at Reel.video. Almost 25,000 videos posted there now and serving over 4 million video minutes per week and exploding in popularity. It's incredible. So anyway, Reel.video is where you can find all that. But here we go. Based on current projections, unless something drastic changes, and I think that there will be some drastic changes, so let me just explain that in a second. But if nothing changes right now, I believe the Democrats will take the House in the midterm elections. Why do I think that? Well, I think that for a couple of reasons. Number one, the ongoing disinfo campaign against Trump that's been pushed by the left-wing lying media has brainwashed tens of millions of people. They've lied about Trump. They've lied about America. They've lied about Christians. They've falsely accused people. I mean, the left-wing media is a disgrace to this country, and it is the enemy of the people, no question about it. And they're trying to throw Trump out of office, and they've pulled out all the stops, including late-night comedy, TV, putting propaganda into movies and shows and Netflix, just endless propaganda to try to get rid of Trump. And it has been effective on weak-minded people, and weak-minded people are Democrats. I mean, if you vote Democrat, you're a weak-minded person. You're not aware of reality. But there's a lot of people like that. You know, maybe half the country is like that. And so they're going to come out in big numbers, I believe. They're motivated to vote. Meanwhile, Trump is not on the ballot. So a lot of conservatives who came out just to vote for Trump will fail to vote in these midterm elections. At least that's the way it's looking at the moment. But here are some things that could change that. Well, first, based on current projections, I think that Democrats could gain as much as 40 seats in the House. That's huge. But I also happen to know there are some game changers underway. For example, I happen to know that there's a very high likelihood that President Trump is going to declassify documents related to the illegal FISA warrant before the election. And if he does that, that could be a game changer right there. That could flip the election in favor of conservatives. There are other actions that are likely to take place. For example, there could be arrest warrants issued for certain deep state actors. There could be a false flag operation run by the deep state that backfires on the Democrats. And I'll talk about that in a little more detail as well. The point is, there are a number of scenarios which could happen in the next, 60 days. And I believe something, at least one big thing, will happen in the next 60 days that will drastically alter the outcome of this midterm election. So my prediction of losing 40 seats to the Democrats is only if nothing changes. But I believe that major things will likely change. So that means that it's a toss-up right now. But here's the issue. If the Democrats take the House, I hope you're holding on to your hat. I hope you're ready for total chaos. Because if they take the House, there's no question they're going to push for impeachment. And they're going to push hard for it. And they're trying to pretend that that's not part of their plan. But it is. Like, they can't shut up Maxine Waters. And she just keeps talking about it out there. Impeach 45, she lives just to impeach Trump. And she may get her wish, because if the House goes to the Democrats, they will vote to impeach. Now, the Senate won't vote to convict. He'll never be convicted and thrown out of office, but he could be impeached in the House, just the same way Clinton was, Bill Clinton. Now, this, of course, is likely to unleash a massive uprising of pro-Trump patriots, pro-America patriots, who are sick and tired of the deep state running a coup against their country. And I think that the impeachment of President Trump, if it happens, would be the trigger event, no pun intended, the trigger event to a massive backlash against the deep state and the Democrats and the fake news media. And I wouldn't put it past the patriots across America to wage marches, to protests physically in front of CNN and Facebook and Google. The tech giants would be under intense pressure. The media, the fake news media, the anti-America media like CNN would be under intense pressure. Patriots and people who love America and people who supported Trump, I think, are just about at a point where they're fed up with the manipulations and the lies and the attacks on their country and the attacks on their president. And impeachment would be the tipping point. I'm quite sure of that. Now, what would that look like? Well, if you start having peaceful patriots taking to the streets and protesting and demanding that their constitution be protected and demanding an end to the fake news media, you know, take down CNN, deplatform CNN, then you're going to get Antifa violent terrorists also taken to the streets to try to attack the patriots. Now, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that it wouldn't take long before this escalates into probably kinetic conflict, because Antifa terrorists, they always threaten to shoot people. They've been violently attacking people. They've waged over 500 violent attacks on patriots so far all across the country over the last couple of years. And it's not hard to figure out that the patriots are not going to stand there and just get bashed over the head with bike locks or get shot at without returning fire. The patriots are going to defend themselves. And they're going to defend themselves using constitutionally protected means, which means that there's going to be a whole lot of Antifa people getting shot in self-defense, which is a justified shooting. You know, self-defense shooting, if they come attacking you and there's an Antifa mob and they're calling for your death and they're calling for the murder of cops, which they do all the time, and they're calling for the murder of Trump supporters, they're masked in black. They're wearing black uniforms, even though they're mostly white people. But they always wear black and they wear masks to hide their identity so they can commit these crimes and get away with it. Well, guess what? There's a whole bunch of Americans who are sick and tired of these Antifa violent terrorists getting away with all these crimes. And so there's going to be a backlash, and there's going to be self-defense that is invoked by the pro-America patriots. Now, from there, things spin very quickly into the president declaring a national emergency, invoking essentially martial law. Whether he calls it that or not is, you know, who cares? It will be martial law. National Guard troops will be deployed. And military contractors, or former military contractors, will be deployed across U.S. cities, which is something that was told to me previously about, what was it, 8 months ago or so, 9 months ago, that was coming. Because I happen to be connected to that community because of all of my tactical firearms training experience. I know a lot of people. I interact with a lot of people, including active U.S. Army intelligence, who are, I mean, they don't tell me anything that's top secret, obviously, but they tell me that they're concerned, that they also know what's coming, and they have some knowledge of what's coming. I'll just leave it at that. And in addition to that, you know, I interact with a lot of retired military and former FBI, retired FBI, you know, the good ones. Not the scum who are running the FBI today at the top, you know, the good FBI agents, when the FBI actually had credibility and wasn't run by traitors like James Comey. And I don't know about Christopher Wray. Seems like a deep state insider to me, but I don't know. So I guess I'll withhold final judgment on that. Look, the point is, there will be mass chaos across the country. We're talking civil unrest. We're talking martial law. And in that scenario, the president can use established executive orders to seize control over the entire media. Aha, you say. Is this the game plan? Well, I posted this. I did a whole episode on this. You can find it at real.video. It's called The Trump Chaos Plan. And I encourage you to go watch that if you're interested in a further analysis of this. The Trump Chaos Plan says that Trump actually has a plan to see things spin into chaos and then invoke the emergency executive orders that were put on the books by none other than Barack Obama in, I think, 2012. Maybe that executive order was earlier than that. But these executive orders that were put in place by Obama were planned to be invoked when Hillary was in the White House. And the plan was to take over the media, block all websites, take over the energy sector, take over the military, everything, and have Hillary in charge and have a communist takeover of America. Remember, Obama was a sleeper cell. He basically works for Iran, right? I mean, he's practically Hezbollah, you know? Obama is an anti-American sleeper cell. He's like a terror cell, and he's still running things. And he put all these executive orders on the books specifically so they could be invoked by Hillary Clinton. He was handing her a power blueprint to take over the country and to seize power in the chaos that was planned to be rolled out. And that's why Obama was always fanning the flames of riots and social unrest and race warfare. He did all that on purpose. They were trying to create a nationwide chaos / civil war condition so that Hillary Clinton, as president, could invoke these specific executive orders and seize control, take over the media. Well, guess what? Trump now has that power, and it is an executive power. And that executive power will be backed up by none other than the Supreme Court, with Brett Kavanaugh in there, after he is confirmed, which will happen very soon, probably by October. So think about the timeline here, folks. Kavanaugh gets confirmed as a new Supreme Court justice, let's say early October. Then you have the midterm elections. And you might have a false flag in there somewhere when the deep state is trying to murder Trump. And you're going to have Trump waiting for Kavanaugh to be confirmed before he starts to release classified information, because that could be challenged and end up going to the Supreme Court. And also, if there is chaos after the election and the left tries to start a massive communist uprising that's initiated by a false flag, Trump needs the support of Kavanaugh in the Supreme Court position in order to survive any kind of challenge to his deployment of the executive orders that would give him sole power over the entire media because Obama wrote that order. Are you seeing the picture now? You see how this fits together? You see why they panicked and freaked out when Trump won the election? Because they just handed him the power to seize control over the entire media as long as there is sufficient national emergency chaos. And do you also understand now why chaos could play into the hands of President Trump? Do you see why chaos is desired by both the left and the right? The left wants chaos because they think they can have a communist revolution and boot Trump out of power. But Trump himself wants chaos because it concentrates power in the hands of the executive, taking it out of the legislative branch and out of the judiciary. And as long as Trump can declare and justify a national state of emergency due to, you know, chaos in the streets and people getting shot and killed and so on, then he actually, for that temporary period of time, he has near total control over the government. And it's written into the you know, War Powers Act and National Emergency Acts and executive orders, multiple, I mean, dozens of them. This is the power that every president has had. So I hope you're ready for the chaos that's coming, because in my estimation, everybody in power in Washington is pushing for chaos. Everybody wants the chaos. And because of that, we're going to get chaos probably. And the media wants chaos. They've been pushing it for a long time as well. So I hope you're ready, because it's going to be ugly. And it's going to be violent. And it's going to be nasty all around. I hope you're ready. I know I'm ready with all my preparedness and survival food and all that stuff, but most people aren't ready. What will you do? How will you live 30 days without electricity? How will you live without any grocery deliveries if that happens in your area or power grid goes down? How will you survive? Where will you get water, food, emergency services, medicine, insulin, if you're on insulin? I mean, think about this stuff, folks. We are now entering a very strange time, and events are going to unfold in the next few months that will change the future history of this country forever. Mark my words, you're living through the most interesting history, as they say, that America has gone through since its founding. And, you know, the curse that they say, may you live in interesting times. You are living in interesting times. And it's about to get very strange and potentially very violent. So be safe. Read my website, survival.news. Listen to my podcast at real.video. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And most of all, just get prepared, folks. Get prepared. If you're not ready, you know, there's going to be a day where it's too late. So do it now. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.